And now, the news you need from hosts you trust, but shouldn't. This is Drinkin' Bros Fake News. With Jared, Cat Puke Taylor. Dan, D'Anthony Holloway. Ross, Big Perm Patterson. Evan, Jazz Hands Hafer. Matt, Second Best. And sometimes, Baker the Ball Baby. This is Drinkin' Bros Fake News.
Welcome to Fake News.
Here we are, folks.
We are live. We are giving you the fakest, most non-realistic news of the week, which also may or may not be true.
And it's news you can trust.
Yes.
It's very trustworthy.
Not only is it news you can trust, but what are these hats that you guys are wearing here?
Oh, this is because you're a piece of shit.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't like sober Jared, so I had custom hats made.
Isn't this a little backwards? Like, make Jared stop drinking?
No.
Make Jared drink again.
Yeah. It's pretty obvious.
It's very clear what's happening here. And it's clear that you're no fun without alcohol, and we're tired of it.
Yeah.
Right. I'd prefer 50 years of fun with you than 75 of you not being fun.
That's true. Exactly. You know what? That is, I can get behind that. Thank you.
Okay. It's like telling Andre the Giant not to drink. We all knew he was going to die at like 50, but he gave us his best while he was
like,
here on this earth.
Who would like Hulk Hogan without the steroids?
No one. Would they make a biopic about
him? We could probably do without the racial slurs, right?
Yeah.
But the steroids, it's Hulk
Hogan. You
could
do without those, maybe.
Yeah, you could. We could do without those.
I could have done without seeing him nude as well, probably.
That is true.
I don't know that I could have. I'm going to be real on that.
You want to talk more about that?
About Hulk Hogan nude?
No, about your need to see him nude.
Oh, God damn it. Where do we begin? As a small child.
You look like such an asshole.
I know. What do we have going on over here?
What don't we have going on here? I mean,
look at this look. Like, you took the... went full Dan Rather.
I did. Well, I thought to myself, we're doing a serious news show once a week.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Super serious.
When was the last time that journalists were real? When was the last time that journalists were 1991? Trustworthy?
1991. Maybe the OJ files,
88,
the
I think.
OJ case.
That was OJ's 95. What tipped it, I think, where we started going TMZ. I think 1988 was around the last time where you could wear a beige suit, some wire rim glasses without any fucking lenses in them.
Evan's jacket takes the gold, I think. That one's the gross.
Corduroy?
Yeah, it's a nice
Evan wins.
Corduroy.
Yeah. Your hair wins.
Are we starting
best
dress
hat.
On the desk?
Oh, best dress on the desk.
Yeah.
All right.
We opening it up tonight, and Evan takes the
I don't know. I think it's you, man. I like the cowboy hat. I like because the cowboy hat matches the cowboy cut of your
but
blazer.
But that's what he had on last time. And if he drank again, he actually would have got a new. He would have gone out with his girlfriend and bought some new clothes.
Interesting. Yeah.
You're saying he's got a girlfriend?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah.
It's fake news, man. Anything can happen.
You never
fake
know.
Fake news.
Also, for the audience, we're having a new segment every single news show, Weather with Topless Stacy. So stay tuned for that.
Yes.
At the end of the show. You're
you know,
not going to miss
the weather.
I can't believe
we met
weather.
Topless Stacy. That was such a coincidence.
It's super weird that her first name is Topless.
Yeah, last name Stacy.
Yeah, I haven't seen that before, but hey, you know, we're into it.
I heard that she is one of the best weather ladies, and the only one to be better than her was the Portuguese lady that wears very tight dresses.
Bottomless Vanessa?
Yes.
Again, it was down to the two of them. We went with Topless Stacy, but
you know
it was
what?
Close.
Stacy's
Stacy's media degree.
There's no cut on the news. Stacy's media degree was very impressive.
Like a meteorologist or...
Can we make Stacy's meteor degree t-shirts now? What the fuck is going on?
Meteor degree.
Meteor.
I have a meteor degree. I want to hear Jared say the word meteorologist over and over and over again. Dave, if you could cut that back 10 times and just insert that with jump cuts, that would be great.
Oh, we need to make Jared literate again.
Hey, come on.
Jared,
she has a
can
meteor
you read
degree.
This hat? Can you even read this
I
fucking
I can see
hat?
It. I can see it.
It's got colors.
Yeah.
That's all right. I miss say words all the time.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Let's get to the fake news, shall we? Top story of the week. Lori Loughlin, a.k.a. Aunt Becky from Full House and Fuller House.
Everybody has an Aunt Becky story.
They
you know?
Do. And Felicity Huffman, obviously of Desperate Housewives fame. She's married to the very talented William H. Macy from Shameless, who we all love. Were raided last week. Their actual homes were raided with guns drawn for bribing college officials to get their kids in under fake scholarship. Yep. Thoughts?
Well, here's the first problem. We found out from the release information that the government was had about 300 people assigned to this case.
Yeah, can you guys please explain your math that you did
Evan
yesterday.
And I did the math yesterday. It's about $1.2 million per month. Yeah. That the government was spending to prosecute this case.
So we just estimated kind of the average of the GS rating, how many people were going to be working on it, 40-hour work week. So rough estimate, $1.2 million a week.
Month.
A month.
Oh, God.
$1.2 million taxpayer dollars a month.
Yep. With a tactical raid on the end of it for bribing college administrators.
I mean, like, they came in hot.
You're going to go fucking
These
lights.
These are our friends, too. You're, like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't know, man. Like, when you're getting your shit on, like, are you putting one in the chamber before you go in the fucking house on that? Like, are you, like, doing a press check? Like, woo, things can go fucking sideways in here, son. Shit's going to get dirty.
And Becky could fucking flip the couch.
Dude, they should have went at night with NVGs.
With bangers,
and blown
the
fucking doors off. Flexed them, put fucking bags on their heads, and ran them out of the house. Like, why stop?
I mean,
stop?
If we're going for it,
if you're gonna send it, do a full
like,
send.
Like, fucking send it, man. Like,
so let me ask you guys, like, on a tactical level, who calls for this? Who orders this? It's not the president. Like,
no.
Who's the one behind this?
If anything,
this?
It was a high warrant raid with justified a specific means of force, which the law enforcement probably just, that's their SOP, and that's what they conducted.
Right.
God, whether that's justified or not, that's whoever the
Yeah, but
the
guy authorize 300 personnel on a case like this would have gone pretty far north in the chain of command.
And
in my
why?
Opinion.
This sounds like a personal vendetta from somebody.
It could be.
The operation, by the way, was called Operation Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Maybe John Voight was involved. He was super, at the end of that movie, he got fucked over pretty hard, right?
I don't.
You think John Voight was involved?
I don't watch a lot of movies. I can't speak to that, Dan.
Ooh. I can't. Yeah. And I can
now,
say
if
this.
If you did, though. If you had watched that movie, what do you think John Voight's thoughts are for being fucked over?
What do you think his thoughts are going to be?
His first thought would have been, I don't want your life. I don't want your life.
Yeah. Wasn't he like an urban cowboy or something like that back in the day?
Mm-hmm. Or right? Mission Impossible 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's been
in
a lot of stuff.
He was in Seinfeld.
I'm on the edge.
He's also Brad Pitt's father-in-law.
Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah, I don't give a shit about
There's
this.
There's not other things that we could be putting this manpower on.
I think as a parent, you would probably care. But as far as allocation of government resources in
not,
that extent.
Not 300 people.
Yeah, that's a little excessive.
Maybe one or two.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I work as hard as I do is so that I can bribe college officials to get my kids in case they're fucking dummies.
But what about violent criminals, pedophiles?
Things
like
that.
Initiate
a
task force to go raid.
Like,
I'll dedicate my time personally
that would be
and my own weapons to help.
Hey, if you're blowing the doors off and going in fucking hot on some like child sex
Jared
ring,
from Subway, did they go guns up on him?
Did they
just knock on his door?
No, they called him and he came and turned himself in. Actually,
did they ever raid fucking Neverland Ranch?
No.
With that type of force?
No.
I feel like the 82nd Airborne should have jumped into the Neverland Ranch.
Yeah, you're right.
Great.
Yeah,
you could have landed a fucking Blackhawk in the middle of that goddamn place.
It's funner to jump though.
I mean, did you see the outlay of it from
it's crazy.
From Google Earth
it's
of,
crazy.
Of Neverland
the
Ranch.
Real,
Jesus.
You should have just freaking hey-hoed in, tied a shot call around MJ so he couldn't leave the premise, put a fucking little circle around so he couldn't leave, get all the kids out, and then just bomb it.
Yeah.
You can do that.
I mean, look, this shirt, I visited Yale where a lot of these kids are currently going to school. They got bribed in.
Yeah, but this
I got as far as the gift shop. You know why? Because my parents were poor.
This has this has opened up a number now. Today, this morning, lawsuits are being filed against the schools for people that didn't get admitted.
Ooh,
yes.
This is going to be...
This is opening up a huge can.
Stanford students were the first ones to file a lawsuit this
But they won't
morning.
Be the last.
No.
Everyone is going to get
that.
Oh, no.
Now it's going to be... everybody's going to jump
So who's
on
the hook
this.
For this? Is it Lori Loughlin and them?
I don't think we know the full details yet. So they had someone that set up a fake scholarship, right? And this may have happened at numerous locations or numerous campuses. So that's how they were getting the money in. They set up fake scholarships for athletes that weren't really athletes.
Crew team, specifically
crew team,
for USC.
Yeah.
And the kids had never rowed or were on the crew team.
Yeah, so who – Aunt Becky didn't do that. I doubt it. Like, what would she even know about
that's filming? A level of sophistication that I don't know if Aunt Becky had.
No,
that.
You know it's at a gala or something. Someone's like, no, I think I can cover this
Somebody
for you.
Had to understand the school system.
Yeah.
Understand
which means
how
somebody's done
it.
Something like this before, yes. And it's going to get uncovered through this investigation.
Well, realistically, yeah. I'm sure Aunt Becky just wanted to get her kid into a college. So yeah. It was out of good faith in her own stance, but yeah. Obviously the campus definitely is doing some
I'm just saying this right now. Should we be looking at all crew teams across the United States right now?
Yeah, because who rows crew?
Ross already does.
Yeah.
He spends a lot of time looking at the male crew teams across the United States.
A lot
States.
Of time. I've got my own charity
Who's
called
your favorite?
Fathers Without Boundaries. And that's where I help out young 18-year-old males. And it's just, I pull them in. They're 18.
This is how you hold that lacrosse thingy. Yeah. I don't even know what it's called.
You're
a racket.
Such a mentor. You're the hero we need, Ross.
I'm yeah. also the hero.
It's called Ross Without Boundaries.
I'm also the hero we deserve.
You help apply, suntan lotion to the row team at Stanford.
Yeah,
hey, guys,
the crew team is in the sun
real.
A lot.
SPF, that can really
given,
move in.
You're
and,
given
and
shirtless briefings.
He runs a little place called the Crew Time Ranch out there.
The old
next to his house.
Ranch. He's got mock boats and rows. Yeah.
I've got a little sun in my hair today.
It looks like a twin mattress. It just looks like a twin mattress.
He holds a Friday evening gala. That he calls Boats and Rows.
I want to stop you right there. Is it gala or gala? I'm a gala guy.
I say gala.
Do you go,
I don't
do you
know.
Gala or
does
gala?
I say look
gala.
Like I've ever been
gala. I say gala.
Gala.
But not gala, like he's saying. He's retarded.
Gala. I say gala.
Gala or gala are both acceptable. Nothing he says is. He said crayons, like crayons, not crayon.
I thought he said gallo, crayon. Like he was talking about. Hanging
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, and
you're
and the
worst. You need to go to like Hooked on Phonics. School.
Ah, there it is. It is gala.
It is no,
gala.
I don't. That's
gala.
One method. How do you know that's not the Roman pronunciation? We're
For
not even using
those
anymore.
The audience at home, Dave has pulled it up in front of us. It's gala.
That is that language, Latin or whatever that everybody used to speak.
Great.
The dead language, you mean? That's
Latin?
Yeah.
I took Latin in high school.
Yeah. Why? Have you ever used it?
No.
You ever
I know
ran
some,
into
like,
anybody
words
that
were
Latin?
Derived from,
Wait,
Latin.
Is that they speak in Latin?
Yeah. Well, Latinos speak fluent Latin, right?
No.
That's why they all
no,
go by
not
Latinos.
At all. Not at all.
It's because they're from Latin America.
That's a formage.
But hey,
that's
you know what?
A formage of Spaniardism.
But Spain is still Latin. You're Latino,
it's
right?
No, Spaniardism. That's Hispanic.
Is it really?
Yes.
Why do we call Mexicans Hispanic?
Because they're of Hispanic origin.
How to learn about culture.
Fake
exactly.
news.
Exactly.
Fake news.
Fake
None of
news.
That is real.
I feel like
is there a wall between us and Spain right now? That's my concern.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
let's build a wall in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, let's build an under ocean wall.
Build an under ocean wall so they don't swim
or
across the Atlantic.
Spaniard submarines a threat.
We don't want foreign fish coming in from other territories.
Unless
they're
foreign cod.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
God, there we go again.
Fucking damn it.
Speaking of Hispanics, the next one is Beto. announced that he is running for president.
I'm sorry. Let me stop right there. You mean
in 2020.
Robert O'Rourke.
Nope, it's Beto. Or Beto, as a lot of people
are
calling him. He announced on the cover of Vanity Fair with a shoot by Annie Leibovitz, one of the best in the biz. But the sad dog that was with him on the cover and in all inside the magazine and all the shoots really stole the show here. Dave, can you pull up that sad dog? It looks like Bronco. It looks like your dog.
Oh, it does look like Bronco.
Oh,
holy
he looks
shit.
Sad.
Yeah, it looks really sad.
Yeah, he's like,
so a lot of people are asking themselves, should we really elect a man whose dog is this fucking sad?
I mean, would you elect Dave?
No, I wouldn't.
Look how sad Bronco is.
I wouldn't. Look at that. Look at the two of them.
One sad dog.
God damn it. That dog looks like he wants to kill himself.
That is one sad dog.
That dog
I'll
has
tell you,
PTSD
here's my
sure.
opinion on Beto. If I had to fight Forrest Griffin and Rampage Jackson, and I had to pick between my 5-year-old Charlotte and Beto as a fighting partner, I would pick Charlotte over that.
Okay.
That's all right. That's
Beto
weird.
is the equivalent of a 10-year-old little girl.
I'm mildly concerned with your parenting when you would let a professional cage fighter fight your 5-year-old, but solid metaphor.
I think she would do more help than Beto would.
Well, Forrest has cats now, so I think he would be fine.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I don't trust any man with cats.
Forrest has been posting a lot of pictures with his cats.
Not a single man.
Lately.
Not a single man. If you're married and the wife wanted, I get it. Sometimes people buy like pigs and other things. Their wife coerces them into it. But if you're a single man with like plus 2 cats, you're on my radar, dude. You're on my radar.
What's your radar, though?
You can switch that, that, that R to a G. It's the Gaydar. Because that's, look, a man with cats, you're pretty much sucking your own dick at that point. Sorry, Forrest.
That's not
I
gay,
love
though.
No, it's not gay. I'm just saying, you're at home playing with your cat, sucking your own dick, and then you're living your life. Like, I understand it. Yeah. I'm not against it. Serious question, Evan. Can Beto win the Democratic Party? Because we're up to 20 now. We're up to 20 contestants in the old Democratic primary.
No, this is kind of a classic move, I think, for you get guys that want to jump into these races. They know they don't have a shot, but ultimately what it does, it increases their individual brand presence, and it sets them up for another role within the new administration or something other, an appointed position of some kind, typically is what they're doing with this. So all this is just marketing for your next job.
Yeah, that's what politics is.
Yeah. He's just marketing for his next job. That's all he's doing.
It's like Hollywood. You climb the ladder. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
he's
I
a shitty speaker, though. God.
He admitted he doesn't, or at least he admitted, I didn't go through my speech before I went out and did my speeches before I went to these events. I'm like, man, it showed. You probably should have practiced. Just, you know, maybe sat in the living room with your family.
Yeah,
I don't know. Just something a little bit more than nothing.
It's like taking
a test.
And
then admitting that you're like, you know what? I'm not really taking this seriously.
No, if you take a test and you get an A, you're like, I didn't even study for that. But if you get a fucking D, like, oh, yeah, it's clear you didn't study.
Yeah, it's very evident.
Oh, my God.
So with Biden jumping in this week, again, we're at 20. Who comes out of this, Evan?
I love Biden, man. I love Biden. Like, if I were a guy, well, wait, I am.
So, fake news.
As a guy that wants to watch this election and just sit back and eat popcorn and be thoroughly entertained, you have to have Biden. He is pure entertainment.
Yeah, Biden's the guy. He's not going to get butthurt about what Trump says. He's just going to go back at him.
Oh, yeah.
And say ridiculous shit.
He's going to be, I can't believe what Trump just said. He's like, Trump, he's a piece of shit. Yeah. Fuck him.
and if he was
the guy that said this is a big fucking deal about the healthcare thing, pretty much got hot mic'd on it, but he knew he was doing it. He didn't even cover his mic. He's wearing a lapel mic.
Yeah.
And he leans over and says, this is a big fucking deal. Like, yeah, thanks, VP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah. He is pure entertainment.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun to watch.
You can just play mariachi music over the B-roll of all the candidates, and that's what it's going to be.
and he is such a creepy dude.
Oh,
like,
yes.
There are thousands of pictures of that guy, like, touching women inappropriately
Young
and making
children.
People super fucking uncomfortable everywhere
that,
he goes. It's
shoulder
just,
rubs.
It's just weird.
Joe Biden kids.
It's just weird.
Joe Biden creepy.
Creepy. Creepy Biden. That's what we need to really just kind of
there it is. A compilation
creepy
of Joe Biden
creepy
being
creepy.
Creepy Biden.
How old is he? He's got to be, what, 70?
74, I think.
He's actually 70? Gotten younger since the 80s.
Yeah, really?
He looks better than he did in the 80s.
Evan's correct. Like, he does.
Stem cells.
I will say this. If you go back to the 70s, he was a fucking pimp. Yeah. This was a guy who was used to getting pussy on the reg, and he's not stopping now. So this whole creepy compilation, that's been going on since back in the day. This guy was a fucking grade-A poonhound.
Yeah.
Ooh, a poonhound.
Yeah, poonhound.
I like that.
Yeah. I think he's got a decent shot. Hey,
look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Oh,
is that his
man.
Wife?
No,
that's somebody else's
that
wife.
That is not Dr. Joe Biden.
He did the double shoulders rolled down, whispered in the ear.
That is a classic
scrape.
Move.
Yeah.
That was a cheek scrape of the hair.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
This is we got to include the link.
This is going to be
so much fun.
We got
to include the link to this.
Yeah, just Google if you're an audience member at home. Google a compilation of Joe Biden being creepy on YouTube, and you can find. Oh, he's a very close talker.
Pet peeve.
Oh,
yeah. I hate close talkers, and when I find a half step back,
Mr. Hands over here.
Yeah.
That's
that
his wife on the right.
Is that his wife?
No.
On the far right.
Look at the
hell he's holding.
Oh.
This him and Clinton.
She's missing a tooth.
Wow, when they're going out, I can just.
He obviously doesn't have standards.
No.
Whoa.
Look at him.
Whoa.
He's just like.
That's a little girl.
Look at she's creeped out, too.
Yeah, she's like, yo, bro.
She's like,
what
is he? He went in for the kiss. He went in for the kiss on a child.
Why does your brother.
He's sniffing her hair.
He's a hair sniffer.
definitely has no standards. That was Hillary Clinton. That was Hillary Clinton, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what I'm saying. This is going to be epic to watch. They're going to mine his entire history.
Do you remember that scene from 2016 where Trump came up behind Hillary and was being all creepy and weird, staring her down as she was giving... What if Biden walks up behind Trump and smells his hair?
Oh, that would be great.
If Biden were to smell my wife's hair like any of those, I'm going to break his leg with a leg kick.
What I want to see
Secret
is
Service.
But I want to see...
Well, no, he's not president yet.
Not yet.
You know? I want to see a Trump-Biden ticket. Oh, and just for those two guys to just turn the White House into a frat house. fucking go for it, man. You know, spray paint
National
on the wall.
National Lampoon's
like
Trump Biden 2020.
We're going to burn this place down, man.
God,
fuck yeah, let's
hilarious.
Go.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Or Van Wilder. Van Wilder's Trump Biden 2020. Yeah. How about that?
So do you think he comes out of this, out of the 20? Is Biden your dude?
Who am I going to vote for?
No, not vote for. Just who do you think is going to come out of that bloodbath?
Oh, I think it's going to be Biden. I really do. I think that, what is he? He's about 5 points ahead of anybody else.
Bernie,
in this.
Yeah,
he's
about
5 points.
It's him and Bernie right now.
Like, Bernie doesn't have a fucking shot. Democrats know that. Like, everybody wants to say that the younger generation is going to have a huge impact in the next election. They're going to have these turnout numbers that are going to sway it. It's like, at the end of the day, this is going to be about the middle of the voting party. Who's going to appeal to the swing vote across the United States? That is not Bernie. He doesn't have a fucking chance in hell. Not a chance in hell.
D'Anthony, who you got?
Biden's going to win the Democratic
nomination. That's a big call.
Sure.
There we go. That's a big call there.
To me, it's not a big call. Like, I would have said the same thing about Trump in 2016.
When's the nomination?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my. What? Jared.
Are you having a fucking stroke?
Are you stroking out?
Hey, I'm sober.
His mercury levels are fucking off the charts.
My mercury levels
now.
Are high. We just got 30 pounds of fresh dolphin meat.
So July of 2020. Primary.
Oh, 2020.
The debate starts. Yes. The debates start in June. And then the actual.
Not this June.
Correct.
Okay.
No. This June, the debate starts.
Yeah.
You're 2 months away from the debate starting.
When's the nomination, though?
2020. Yeah. So July. This
August.
Is going to be a year of nonstop.
Just Democrats going at each other.
Depending on how it goes, usually the last primaries are in August or September. It depends on how soon you wrap it up.
I mean, I'm excited for just the comments from, like, the governor of California and AOC. Like, when they jump in and make comments about people they're backing, it's just going to explode.
So who do you think is going to win?
I don't know.
He didn't know how to say the word nomination.
No, not at all.
So why are you asking him anything?
What do you think, Pocahontas? You think it's Elizabeth
Warren? I mean, the Democrats, they're coming after, you know, the whole controversy last year about rigging it, or a few years ago about rigging it. Like, who knows what's going to happen this year?
What if Russia gets involved and, again...
If they do, I say they go for Bernie. Just to tear the country apart and go more socialist. Dead serious. Because then you give AOC a bigger voice, and then you're going to start asking her on a fucking daily basis what she thinks about the world.
I mean, if we're
which
right,
they're kind of doing now.
If we're right and they're trying to destabilize, the best way to destabilize would be to do something crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
And people are used to Trump by now. Like, the hate for him
is just normal.
It's consistent now. It's not as, like, hyper as it used to be. So I think...
I think we settled into a new information, just kind of a steady drumbeat of just standard hate.
Yeah. Okay, you know, so like, here's the real question.
Wait, real quick, Matt, who you got?
I don't care.
But if you had to pick right now out of all these fuckers?
I'd say Biden, too. Probably that's my best guess.
I want to go Elizabeth Warren.
I'm gonna go Bernie on this one.
Oh, dang.
Gonna go Bernie. So we'll mix it up a bit.
If Bernie wins, it's because of Russian
collusion. More and more socialist. I think Russia gets more and more involved. I think that AOC crowd and these younger voters who are actually going to the fucking primaries and voting are leaning more socialist, and that's where I think it's going to fall.
Let me throw this at you. If I'm Russia, I make it obvious that I interfere and make Trump win, because that way people yearn for socialism. They want to, like, what if Bernie had been elected? That's when they can move in their ideology. It's not like getting Bernie elected, because then we have to actually experience socialism, and everybody knows that's fucked.
Yeah. Well, Venezuela seems to be doing all right.
Here's what I want to know. The question I'm asking is anybody out there tracking the whereabouts of the famous girl from the day it was announced that Trump was elected that does the crying? You know, it's me.
Oh,
it's
times.
No! Yes, exactly. Where is she at right now?
Yep.
Because we need to have coverage on her for this next election. She's
just sold all of her cats to Forrest Griffin.
She's working. I guarantee you she's working a white collar job somewhere and doesn't even notice that Trump's president, probably, like everybody else.
Yeah. Like everybody
else. It's had no effect on my life. Congratulations, folks.
You think she's still single?
If she is not single, then sorry.
Let's get to the next one. The Gambino family boss, Frank Cali, got gunned down at his house.
That's pretty badass.
Staten Island, at his mansion.
That's pretty badass.
And after they gunned him down, they got back in their car and then drove over his lifeless body in his front yard.
He knew it was coming.
Look, this is old school shit here. Yeah. I miss this. I miss this about the mafia. Like, I want to see people get killed like this.
You miss violence in the streets?
Yeah. Like, if you're going to do the mafia and do the whole fucking thing, why not be consistent of what it was for 100 years?
Yeah, I mean, that's some gangster shit. Getting gunned down outside your house in a very nice neighborhood, then driving him over, leaving tire tracks on him
and
the lawn or whatever.
How old is his wife?
Yeah, let's say coffee companies. Let's say there was a big competitor against Black Rifle Coffee, and you guys had gang-style warfare. How would you do it? Like, wouldn't it be a boss move just to drive over him afterwards and be like, cool, Black Raven Coffee, now you're dead in your front yard?
In your fantasy world, sure. Yeah,
but
not yours.
I don't even think of it like that. I think it would be because it's so overt. It's just kind of, there's nothing to that, man. No. There's no planning. No. There's no sophistication.
Trolling them
over several years
would be way better.
Yeah. Like you want to ruin somebody's life.
Getting
you don't want
to check
like
themselves
ending it
into
is just
an
so anticlimactic.
Asylum.
Like you want to put this person into a position in which they wish they were dead, but they still have to live, right? That's where you want this to go. This is just kind of lame.
What if all gang wars took place in the comment section of YouTube? Just people trolling each other back and forth or making videos talking shit.
That would be the ultimate, wouldn't it?
Like if YouTube would monetize it, they could make more money doing that than they can hustling in the gang, right? Shit.
Possibly. Potentially, right now they're going all G-rated content, so we'll see.
Is that really pulling stuff down left and right?
I think where my head goes is like, you know, how do you separate the person from their family, right? Then inject yourself as the former father and role model to their children, to then when they call you dad, mm-hmm. and then completely deny that their father was their father. Sure. That's when you win. That's the long play, sophisticated move.
Sounds like you're talking about my wife again. man, I can't. I'm going to have to. Is my lenses?
Jesse's husband great again. Make Jesse's husband great again.
Oh, boy. He's already great.
I believe freejesse.com is a website. If you'd like to donate to the cause, freejesse.com.
Free Jesse, make her husband great again.
Have you heard the theory that he was run over by a smart car and that it was operated? Hey, relax.
An AI car.
Yeah. So he was run over by an AI car, yeah. right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the AI car had hacked. We found out this week that the sex robot's going to be hacked now.
Right. Yes.
So the AI car hacked the sex robot, who was the driver of the AI car. Drove down the street, lit this dude up, then drove over him and left.
What was the method of killing? Was it?
Oh no, the sex robot shot him after the car accidentally hit him.
Yeah,
that was the thing. Yep. This was an accident, and they just didn't want the AI car didn't want bad rap.
It's a fucking cover
hitting
up.
Another person.
This conspiracy goes all the way to the top. This is the corporate heads of the sex robot industry. Boeing is probably involved somewhere in this. Yeah. AI cars, like, this is what's going
on. The sex robot industry is under attack right now. Houston was supposed to have the first sex robot brothel, and it was halted.
By whom?
By the city government of Houston.
By the Ethiopian Airlines jet.
Yep,
the person
that
knew about it
was a smart jet.
Yes. This is, it's all connected.
We need to look at the passenger list of the Ethiopian Airlines flight because this doesn't add up.
No,
yeah, it doesn't add up.
It really doesn't. And I wonder what the weather was like. And also, stay tuned. Again, end of the show. Top with Stacey will be giving us that weather. We're really looking forward to that. Next up, the U.S. now officially has more millionaires than Sweden has actual citizens.
America.
How is that
America
possible if Trump is not making it great again?
It's math. It's possible, yeah.
Explain that.
How many seats? You see on the board up there, 2 + 2 = 22.
That's right.
It's new math. Yeah. I'm combining numbers instead of adding them now.
Gotcha. Gotcha. How many people live in Sweden, Dave?
Don't tell them how to Google that.
6 to 11?
I'd say 12.
14. No, it's like 6 million, I think.
14. 14 people.
Ooh. 10 million.
We were all wrong. Good.
But there's more than 10 million millionaires? There's only 330 million people in America, right? How is that
a higher than that now?
Possible.
Yeah, I think it's like how many
people in America?
It's 325, I think.
Oh, I think it's right around there. Yeah, you'll never get the correct count with all the illegals, obviously, but, you know.
Is that true?
Oh, 10.8 million.
They have more millionaires than Sweden has population.
Wow, that is absolutely true.
I don't know that many millionaires, like, on a daily basis.
You don't?
No.
Yeah, but do you really know? Do you ask?
Yeah, are you asking people?
Somebody has $1 to $2 million is...
What?
I judge it off of Instagram.
Like, okay.
If you see your buddies in a private jet, like, I have some friends that are always in the Bahamas.
That's not a millionaire.
I assume they're millionaires, where it's just like, hey, man, no one has time to go to the Bahamas twice a month like you do. In your own Cessna, you taught yourself to fly. Any friend of mine who's teaching himself to fly and bought their own Cessna, like, that's not something that a thousandaire does. That's something that a millionaire does. So I would assume maybe two or three of my friends are. But 10.8 million millionaires seems like a lot of goddamn people that are millionaires.
That is a lot of people.
But define millionaire in 2019, $1 million, like that doesn't really get you far. I mean, it does, right? Considering, but $1 million 20 years ago was a whole different fucking ballgame.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So we have to consider inflation in this.
Inflation for sure.
We also have to consider what is a million dollars in Sweden?
Is that liquid assets? Or
what's the exchange rate? What's the exchange rate between American and Sweden currency?
Oh, here it all comes back to the alien exchange rate.
Yeah. We covered
what
that.
What does it mean?
That's not how you spell Sweden, Dave. God damn it.
USA Sweden.
They're not too
Sweden.
Whoa.
All right. Wow. Well,
10 cents?
10 cents?
11 cents.
Well, that's
11 cents to the dollar in Sweden.
Huh?
That's definitely 11 and not 10.
So.
Hey, he's on that new math kit.
So I guess that's the real question, because the headline seems big, but in all reality, what are they measuring? We'd have to dive into it.
Yeah, but no one is even talking about Kylie Jenner being a billionaire right now.
You are. You just did.
Speaking
well,
of
so
which,
is Forbes.
She's the single...
She's the youngest. They claim self-made
billionaire. Yeah,
but what is self-made?
It's like this: your sister releases a sex tape, and then you capitalize really on social popular. Media, yeah. Inject your lips and ass full of collagen, and then you take selfies and sell makeup products. And boom!
Yeah,
because
I did. I dove down her Instagram.
I'm gonna start doing
because
that.
I wanted to see if like maybe she was creative at making content for her makeup. She's not.
No.
She's not.
She's not.
She's got a team of people who make that shit, and it's just her name. She's great at being hot.
147 million followers
on Instagram.
Don't ask me how I know that number.
They eat it up. Yeah. They eat it up.
I want to follow the world's greatest egg, because that the world record egg, that thing's dope.
That's pretty funny.
Let me who's still going?
Do we know who did
that? That is really funny.
No.
Somebody started it.
Yeah. You know that, Evan, about that?
I don't know.
So Kylie Jenner had the most liked Instagram photo of all time, and then an Instagram post just posted an egg. And that was it, an egg that looks like a free-range egg. It said, let's beat the most liked photo of all time on Instagram. Boom, they got it. I think it's – what's the amount of likes on that thing?
The egg has
– it's like fucking –
Oh, 9.7.
Go to the original post.
Yeah, do you have the original post?
No, back to that
page. Go back to that guy. Scroll down.
Scroll down to the original one. There
and
it
that
is.
First one.
That's it.
53 million likes on that egg.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
That is a good-looking egg, though.
Yeah, it is.
We tried to get him for an interview, but his publicist wouldn't.
Yeah, they took.
But this is the real fucking news here. Is it hard-boiled or not? Like, we need to know this.
We don't know. I mean, that could be a stock photo.
Right?
They didn't even take that picture.
They might not have.
Wow. But what do you do? What do you do with an Instagram account about an egg?
That's it. You're looking at
an egg into a football.
Yeah. You're looking
at
9 posts.
They're like helping starving children and shit.
Is that Julius Dean? Go to that one with the kids right there. That's Julius Dean.
It is the magician. Yeah. Maybe, I bet you he paid to.
I wonder if he, if he's the one behind it. He's kind of a troll.
Oh, they actually.
Really?
Yeah. Look, they have a website too.
I always feel weird when white people go to Africa like that.
Team,
why? Like they're saving the village.
He's saving them with magic. How about food and medicine, homie?
Yeah, it's weird.
Whoa! I'm getting something right now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to lower the voting age.
Oh,
to 16.
16 years old.
No.
This is just insanity. No. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's fucking stupid as fuck. No one is 16 years old and knows what the world's about. No one.
I agree, but no. Doesn't this help the Democrats? Because that's their whole thing of like, don't
well,
you
yeah,
feel
because
that
because they inject the school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably a step forward to try to get a younger market to vote. Like, that's all it is.
Will this ever happen?
Fuck no. I would say no.
Yeah, I don't think so
That's
either.
Ridiculous. Who would? It I see 16-year-olds driving cars, and I'm like, oh, my God. Get him out of that fucking
I remember
thing.
Being 16 years old. I was
yeah,
a fucking
and I was
idiot.
A turd.
Holy
I was a
shit.
Turd.
Yeah.
Oh, I was
yeah.
ditching school, drinking vodka at like 3 p.m., yeah. Which a lot hasn't changed.
No, I was microwaving a lot of hot dogs.
It's same. So yeah. Basically the same.
Yeah.
So
that'll be like let's focus on something cooler. Like when we're sending fucking kids to go die in wars, at least let them drink some booze when they come home.
Yeah. If you join the military, you could drink. It would solve our recruiting problems.
I turned 21 on my fourth fucking deployment. No lie. Fourth deployment with the Ranger Battalion. I turned 21.
Jesus Christ.
You had never
celebrated.
You'd never had a
I was overseas.
Yeah, no, but
he had never drank at that point.
No, I was going out in direct action raids every night. I mean, I partied with fucking terrorist bullets.
Did anybody bring you something and say, hey, Matt, congratulations, you're 21.
Can you say?
No, I mean, it was like 3 weeks before I got home, and I got fucking schmammered when I got
back. Can you say I partied with terrorist blood one more time?
Yes, I partied with terrorist blood. I don't know if I did get a kill or not on my birthday, but in this fake news episode, I sure did.
Yeah. You know, who's counting anymore?
Shouldn't there be a rational look at brain development and then responsibility based on what a person has accomplished in their life, like an application? At a minimum, there should be some type of
what are you
test
talking about? They're not even requiring like, people to have an ID.
That's what
vote.
I'm saying. Yeah. Like this ID thing is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you don't have to have an ID. Like, when the fuck can you not have a legal form of identification to do anything, let alone make a change? In the United States,
here's the
probably
problem.
One of the most important things we'll do.
Yeah, here's the problem. People having to go and purchase an ID from the government in order to vote is a poll tax, and it's constitutionally illegal. So they would have to give the IDs away, which I'm, as a taxpayer...
So am I.
...subsidize it. I'll pay for that.
But I'm 110% on board with you. I'm not saying that you... I'm saying that we can fix that piece,
oh, yeah.
which is... Everybody gets an ID, and we just pick up the tab for it. Yeah. However, you do have to have an ID.
You
got to
do something,
vote.
Yeah.
You have to prove that you're an American citizen that has the ability to vote.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, you can change a million different things in this to make it more accurate, but you can't, like, say, nobody needs to require. You can't require somebody to have an ID. Hey, let's reduce it to 16. Hey, you know what? Fuck it. Let's let all our pets vote, too. Yeah. Let's have our dog and our cat and our
But not Beto's
whoever.
Dog.
Yeah, not Beto's.
He's super depressed.
He's a sad dog. Yeah. We don't know how much longer he'll be with us.
You were saying something about testing brain power and stuff.
There should be a test. Something. There should be a test required to vote. You should have to have... And it could be just super easy. 10 questions about the United States.
How about the citizenship test?
County do you live in?
But
that immigrants
anything.
Have to take to get their citizenship? Just that like, test.
Like 10
a basic
plus
civics
10,
test.
Spell cat. I don't care, but there has to be some type of questionnaire there that limits the people. Because right, yeah. K-A-T.
Katrina.
Cat. Van Von D.
Because I mean, I guess that could be considered discrimination based on low IQ, but right?
Well,
yeah, but do you want somebody with super low IQ voting?
That's these are all really good questions.
I don't.
We were at Walmart earlier, and
you were at Walmart. I was waiting in the car because I did not want to go in there.
No, it's because you've been banned from that Walmart. That's can we be honest?
Yeah, so I had to buy hairspray for this today. So I was at the Walmart. And I thought to myself, man, there's a lot of people in here who definitely should not be voting.
Right.
But we don't have anything in place to stop that. So maybe a little 10-question USA test of like, hey, who sewed the American flag?
A basic civics test.
How many states are there in America?
I also think you should have to answer at least 3 questions about the candidate that you're casting a vote for.
Yes.
I think that should be a prerequisite.
I like that a lot, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just 3
and
questions.
And it could be multiple choice.
No, it'd have to be multiple choice.
It's like
3 questions.
Was this candidate a congressman, a senator, or is this their first run in politics?
It's something. Like, it doesn't even have to be about their background because that's somewhat arbitrary. It has to be something
about
what
their
they're trying
like
to
their
do. Their platform.
Yeah. And if you get it wrong, it doesn't allow them on
your
ballot.
No, they can't. They can't vote. Yeah.
All
they're
this
done.
Sounds hyper unconstitutional, but in theory, you know.
Hey.
in theory.
It would make the world a better
place.
Let's go back
to the 16-year-old thing. So when you see, just from a marketing standpoint, when you see companies that are specifically targeting people at that age, who do you think about?
Pepsi?
Beer ads?
Mm-hmm.
Cigarettes,
Joe Camel, that stuff. And during the process of those companies going to court, what do we find out? That there was an institutional push to target people who are intellectually inferior,
correct?
Like at a young age,
and get them thinking about your brand or product.
That's what this is, and it's so 16, it's
you're not
so
thinking
transparent.
About risk. It's cool so to smoke a cigarette.
Like, get the
with
fuck
your
out of here with that shit. Yeah, you can smoke cigarettes with your butt.
With your buddies. I'm just saying, at 16, you're not taking a risk assessment as far as the consequences of smoking lung cancer and all the other.
And you don't
you're
pay taxes.
Like, this is fucking cool.
You don't pay taxes.
Unless you're paying. Well, here's the other thing, though. What about a kid that's working a part-time job at 16 and is paying taxes? Are we fucking them over by not letting them vote? No taxation without representation is part
again,
of the
Constitution.
Again,
I started working when I was like 12 and definitely shouldn't have been voting when I was 12.
It is, but should they be paying taxes? Should we charge a 14 to 18 or 17 year old kid that can't
you're pretty
vote?
Much saying taxation without representation?
Yeah.
That's a good point. Taxation without representation. So if you do have a part time job, if you are paying taxes, you know what?
Why shouldn't you be able to vote?
Yeah, you kind of have to. Yeah. You kind of have to default to that.
I think they shouldn't be paying taxes because I definitely don't think they should be voting.
Exactly. Free. So now you can get around that by saying if you're below a certain age, you don't pay taxes. What's that? Yeah. What's the impact on that going to be to the economy? Mm-hmm. $12. Yeah.
Yeah. We would be
right?
fine.
Yeah,
Dave,
yeah.
a lot fine. More gas and lunch money when I was 16.
Can you see how many people under the age of 18 are employed in the U.S. workforce?
Boy, that is a big ask right now.
wow.
That is a big, big ask, Dan.
He's actually doing it all right.
No, he is. I just feel bad. Stacy's over there ready to do the topless weather, but we'll get to that at
that's
the end of the show.
That's 18 to 19, though.
That's a lot.
That's a good...
How old were you, Jared, when you first had your first show?
Oh, there you go.
There
click
was.
On that. It was
15 and a half.
15 and a half. What would you do?
It was McDonald's.
And you really? You got fired from that job.
Whoa. Huh? Yeah, I did. I totally got fired.
How'd you get fired?
They locked the doors and interrogated me and then told me to leave the property.
No.
That's not the reason why you got
fired. Why were you interrogated?
He said, how did you get fired?
Yeah, why were you interrogated?
There was a lot of money.
Missing?
Money things.
Is that
are you
real?
Stealing money from McDonald's? After all these years of you loving McDonald's,
hey,
man.
I'll give you this. When I was 16, I worked at Albertson Grocery. I worked there for like since I think 15 on for about 2.5 years. And I may or may not have paid for my lunch sandwiches. So
right.
I was just I knew what was going on and wasn't saying anything.
I see what you're
I'm
saying.
I'm not a rat.
Yeah, you're not a rat.
Not a rat.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And they tried to trick me by saying, we're talking to you first because I was the youngest. I was like 16 and a half. They're like, we know you know what's going on here. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I was just doing dishes. And I just kept saying I was doing dishes.
And then you said snitches get stitches.
And then they were like, all right, get out of here. You're fired. Right. I was like, okay. And then I worked at Subway the next day.
Nice.
Dave, really?
Jared, then he got fired from Subway.
Jared worked at Subway, huh?
I didn't wear my name tag.
Okay.
I got moved.
How does
Subway.
That apply to the story?
What? Because wearing a Jared name tag at Subway in 2001, you know, you just get all the jokes.
Oh, five. Yeah. Was it brutal?
Oh, every single person. Never heard that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
It looks like on this chart, 231,000 between 16 and 17 years are in the workforce.
That's not a lot.
That's it?
No. That seems very, very
low. Average. So let's average about $28 per person. That's roughly $6.8 million in tax revenue a year off of that. I think we could do without it.
Yeah, I mean, we could do without that by avoiding trying to prosecute cases on a budget of $1.2 million per month that is
about bribing kids.
Get the fuck out of here.
Bribing colleges.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, all right. Let's
next up, Dick's Sporting Goods officially moved today to stop the sale of all guns and ammo. Thoughts?
I think that Bass Pro Cabela's is going to be super happy about that. Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. Dick's like, marketing department.
Hey, go ahead, Dick's.
Dick's marketing department went with the 2019 move of how do we close all of our stores.
Do you think they did. Do you think they're going to change the name to Pussies?
Yeah, it should be Pussies. Yeah. I feel like that's
they're
what the
done.
CMO did.
They're
like,
done.
Hey, guys, let's take our target consumer and really piss them off and stop selling guns. That wasn't good enough. Let's stop selling selling ammo to?
I think their target consumer is probably like soccer moms and stuff like that. But
it has
I'm not, yeah.
They can do whatever they want.
I love Bass Pro Cabela's. Absolutely. So I'm happy. I'm like, yeah, they just increased their market share and all the other gun shops in America.
Fair.
Dude, shut down all those fucking big box anti-gun fucktards and give all the business back
to the
FFLs that are running small shops around the United States.
Absolutely.
Just keep them coming. Shutter all their doors.
Here's a little stat for you guys.
I like that. What's that?
A dollar spent in the local market, like a local purchase, multiplies 7 to 11 times before it leaves out into the larger market, which means if you go buy stuff at a local hardware store, he goes and buys his stuff from another local person and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Typically 7 to 11 times before it leaves your city or state.
I shop low. I pay probably £2 or $2 more per pound
British?
I go shop. What? No, like a pound of meat. I was getting there before
you
interrupted me.
I thought
you
talking currency. I thought we're back on this alien fucking currency.
No,
conspiracy.
I'm saying that I like to purchase locally. It's like my thing because it's usually a little more expensive, but it helps out. There's this lovely meat market that George Strait actually shops at, and the guy I would go, my favorite customer, because they just drop like $200 on fucking meat.
Especially with meat.
All my meat purchases. Because
you don't know where it's coming from sometimes.
Meat, bro, come on. They're going to the cow auction and buying the fucking ones with cancer tumors, cutting around them and say, here's your skirt steak for 99
cents a pound. I just don't understand why we haven't spliced elephant jeans with cow jeans and made really big cows, and then we could have big steaks.
With what jeans?
Elephant.
Elephant.
I don't see anything that you said as being relevant or smart or useful.
This is fake news, though.
It is.
So I think you're right. Yeah, that's a really good idea, man.
Why haven't we genetically modified animals to be a better food source for imagine if
we
had cow elephants and then we just shipped them to Africa and fed all the fucking starving children.
I saw a documentary when I was a kid called James and the Giant Peach, and I thought we were on the verge of really inflating.
That is one of my favorite documentaries.
You could turn the Amazon rainforest in if you genetically modified some of those trees into trees that produce cows. You could pick
trees.
A cow off a tree miniature cow and just package them up.
Is there a reason why we haven't been doing this?
No, there's no reason.
Can you imagine?
Or a deer and a cow fuck called a moo deer? Like, that's some good shit. How tasty would that be?
the old moo deer.
A little more marbling and venison.
Would be absolutely wonderful.
Keep it inside the house and keep it local. Modify your cat and a cow.
And it's a house
plant. At the end of the day, and it's a house plant. You just got to food water. Fucking put a bullet in that thing and eat it up.
I don't think you have to. I think you just pluck it.
Time for dinner.
Time for dinner.
Bam.
Get out the bolt gun. Time to eat, kids. Come over here. Come over here. Let me show you how to kill your dinner.
You'd never go less than 16 cow-cat plants.
Yeah.
It's a cat-cow house plant is what it's called.
Cat-cow house plant. That is a brilliant idea, though.
Would and then with the leftovers, you could smoke it and get high as fuck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Would it be a cow-a-fant, this cow-elephant? What are you calling that? What are you calling this
new
breed?
You know what? I'm just saying it's an elephant-sized cow. And I think, could you imagine, though, a plate of ribs
the size of an
elephant?
You would need one. It would just be...
Speaking of ribs, dolphin ribs are really good.
They are.
Jason Murph from Grill Your Ass Off just sent me. I'm not even kidding.
Dolphin seasoning.
It's dolphin seasoning from Grill Your Ass Off.
Yeah. Go to grillyourassoff.com. Promo code Drinking Bros 15%.
Speaking of
there.
Promotions, there's I drank some really good coffee this morning.
Oh, what was it?
Do you?
It was Black Rifle
Coffee Company.
It was really good.
Black Rifle Coffee is a premium roast-to-order coffee company. Founded by yours truly, Evan and Matt Jarrett. I started roasting coffee in my garage specifically for the roast-to-order coffee subscription. The cool thing with this thing is this is the reason why we started Black Rifle Coffee, so we could have the freshest, finest coffee delivered to your doorstep. And the other thing is, when you join, you get discounts for all our other partnered retailers.
What, that's why I don't buy it that often, is because I hate making a transaction every time I want my coffee.
That's right.
So
I also don't want to
have
to go to a store.
When you join the club, you have your own Facebook page. You get your own discount codes. You have access.
Drinking Bros 20 for those out
there. Drinking Bros 20.
Yeah.
20
Hot Dog. Or Lord Hot Dog. You can do that on your computer, your laptop. Yeah. your hard desk at home or a phone.
There's also an app.
Yes, on your phone.
Listen, you know what I hate the most about online purchases is having to get up and go get my wallet. How do I prevent that?
You get yourself on the coffee club, and it's automatically billed. You can adjust it at any time. You can adjust the amounts. You can pause it. You can shift your address. It's awesome. It's perfect.
Does Black Rifle sell elephant-sized cows?
No, they sure don't.
There's a market for that.
But drinkingbros.com is soon going to be the largest importer of not only dolphin meat, but elephant-sized cow meat.
That's true. That's true. And we're going to be serving it on the cruise.
Pork
of the sea. These shirts are real, by the way.
The beak meat? The beak meat is really where it's at.
Tasty.
Right up here.
Delicacy. Some people say the tastiest.
We should just call it an elk cow, right? Because it's kind of like, you know, south of the border.
Elk cow.
Yeah, nice little elk cow.
Elk cow.
Those will be served on the cruise, by the way.
How good does an elephant trunk taste?
Ugh.
I've never had
Very delicious.
Know. Should we start?
Should we make elephant-sized cats and sell and market those to Chinese restaurants?
That's like a lion.
Hashtag trunk.
And then fuck people up trunk all the time.
How about instead of Taco Tuesdays, Trunk Tuesdays?
The elephant-sized cat is a great, like, military weapon. Can you imagine throwing those?
Like 250
cows? Yeah, but
like
I don't want that.
I wouldn't want it to be long-wise the size. I would want it to still be kind of stubby, so it's a cat though, but it's very tall like an elephant.
I would love to see like tier 1 and tier 2 units start using lions or like jaguars on known HVT targets. Right. You get them in a cage and you just release. Like, can you imagine that as a terrorist? It's
heavy
a fucking lion or a jaguar coming at you.
I was just gonna say, what if we had shown up in the fall of 2001 in Afghanistan with power llamas and fucking tigers with saddles on them?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Instead of those horse guys riding around in the mountains on horses, they would have been riding giant tigers. How fucking intimidating would that have been?
If you would have just released, let's say, 80 to 100 tigers, right, to start that war.
Bengals, the ones in that valley that Joe Rogan talks about sometimes.
Exactly.
They've killed like 100,000 people over the last 200 years.
What would that have done?
Yeah, it's a crazy amount of people.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously you got to shoot them, right? But some of them would be fast enough, they would get in there and kill them first, right?
The problem with that is it's like a tiger is an area weapon.
Yeah, but I think
it's not a point.
Splice a golden retriever with a tiger where he's loyal to you or the good guys.
I don't buy it.
Why are you always trying to put two animals together? What is it?
I don't want to put
Dr. fucking Moreau
over together.
Here.
Yeah.
What's this about?
We all know what he's going to be doing if he ever makes it really big and creates an inordinate amount of wealth. He's going to be on an island mixing species. Yeah. It's going to be super weird.
Wasn't there a movie about that?
Dr.
Moreau?
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, Jurassic Park.
Well, there's my current documentary, Humadog, The Experiment.
Yeah. which will be at, Slam Dance in 2022. Looking real forward to that. Along with the doc from Dan Crenshaw. I fucking love this guy, by the way.
Yeah, he's so funny.
He is the best. He just won an award. The dopest congressman ever award.
Ever. Yeah. Ever of all
that
time.
That is a Drinking Bros Fake News Award. We'll get his picture up over here.
I'm a big fan of him. So he's a congressman from the state of Texas, correct?
That's right.
Correct.
What do we have to do to get him on the show? He keeps popping up every couple weeks. Not only is he funny and affable and a likable guy, but he just seems fucking cool.
We're
like you want to have a beer with him.
We're working
you are?
On, yes.
Okay, great.
I got to admit, I wasn't a huge eye patch fan at first, and it's really grown on me. It's really grown on me.
Speak for yourself.
We should go to Eye Patch Fridays, you know?
Yeah.
But it takes a real man to wear an
actually,
eye patch. Like, always.
Our next news show, we should all wear eye patches
in honor of the
dopest congressman ever award.
Because he's a former Navy SEAL who was wounded in action and lost one of his eyes. Like, commendable American right there. Good shit.
Yeah, I'm being serious when I say this, because I asked if he was swapping out the eye, and you said yes.
Yeah,
he's got a Navy SEAL Triton.
He's got a Triton in there now,
That's amazing.
I think when he starts campaigning again, he should have his campaign flyer on the eye.
Right.
Or just an American flag Sam or.
I think doesn't our old guy, Cavazos, have an American flag
for
his eye? Yeah, it's nice. It looks good. I've seen him before. An actual American flag.
It's weird
that
you can just kind of pop it in and out. There you go. What is that?
That's the SEAL Trident.
The Trident.
Wow. Look
the
at
Trident
that.
Eye.
Is he going to run for Senate?
He's got to be.
He's got to, right?
Yeah, he's gonna run for sure.
Because Cruz is going to be there, man. That's the Captain America one, by the way.
That's pretty dope.
Oh, he put in a Captain America?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Man, that's great. What's how old is this guy? How
34,
old is
he? 35. He just turned 35 yesterday. Was his birthday actually?
So happy birthday to Dan Crenshaw.
Happy birthday to the dopest congressman ever, award winner.
Exactly. Is there, let me ask you this: is there an age to run for Senate or 35. Governor?
Oh, it is. Yeah, he's 35. Oh, so it's good because he could run for president. 35. Yep.
35 is the last.
Yeah. I think you should run for governor of Texas.
Oh yeah, that I think you'll have that on lock.
Who is your current governor here?
I don't know.
Jared, what happened to you?
We just moved here.
Rick Perry was.
Yeah,
but I don't know who the new
Rick
guy
Perry.
Is.
Luke Perry.
It's Luke Perry.
No, Luke Perry.
Greg
no,
Abbott.
Greg Abbott.
Greg Abbott. God, I've never heard of that guy.
He looks like a knucklehead kind
of. No.
He's white.
He's
imagine that. A white Republican.
Yeah, from Texas. Pretty shocked about that, Greg. Two B's and two T's in Abbott.
He is also a disabled American.
I feel like
he is.
Oh, fuck. Now I feel like an asshole. Is he really? American. God damn it, Evan. No. Now I feel like an asshole. Greg Abbott is a hero, and I'm a dick.
He's a hero. I feel like he's getting greedy having two B's and two T's.
That's
in
what I said.
Now.
You don't go two like, B's and two T's in Abbott. That's a lot.
I know. Is Christmas Abbott spell her name like that?
Let me check on that real quick.
Let's get an update on the spelling of Christmas Abbott's name.
We should also have a traffic alert with Christmas Abbott.
Oh, yeah. That is
two B's, two T's. Your update on Christmas. You know, she's doing good.
Yeah,
she's doing good.
She should do the traffic from her car.
She looks like she's doing great.
Sorry, is that too soon? We love Christmas Abbott. We'd love to have her back on the show. She was a great guest, by the way.
Yes.
She's jacked.
Really fun. You could have dated her.
I guess that's
you
just how
dated
you
her,
spell
she said
her
that
name.
On air.
Huh. Oh, wow. Nice. She said that on air.
She did. And she said, I was serious about the date. Jared invited me on a vacation, and that's when I decided he was not a serious person.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
But the fact that she really did say genuinely, yes, I would have gone out with Jared Taylor.
Which is way out of the ordinary for her because she's typically into, like, fitness people, I would imagine.
Yeah,
right?
like attractive, fit, motivated individuals.
Yeah, you know,
smart,
I mean, just
nice,
I could
thoughtful.
Watch a seminars, seminism.
Yep.
That
got it all right.
Semen. That was really
got it all right.
I could like expert myself real quick.
Yeah.
So we could talk about, you know, bumper plates and stuff like that. Like
the
bars.
English language has escaped you.
What?
Today for some reason.
Yeah.
Howdy.
There you go. She's going to throw in the towel on language.
Howdy.
I'm good.
Next up, Brexit got blocked again. What the fuck is up with these people, Dan?
I don't know. Here's the problem with this. It's been like 2.5 years since the people of England voted to leave the EU, right?
Right.
And there's supposed to be a roadmap for it. Parliament's supposed to figure out how it goes and then implement the plan. Well, it's basically the left over there is just blocking it constantly. That's what it is. They're just punting constantly with what would be continuing resolutions here.
Right.
People are familiar with something like that. And, I mean, it's the Labour Party. And they just keep fucking punting. They're trying to avoid it.
Well, because
and
today,
the
might be
the
another
EU's
2 years.
Trying to build an army, aren't they? What? This is real.
No,
didn't
they
just announce like a month ago they want an EU army?
It's an AI EU army full of sex robots. You're right.
Really?
Yeah, they are.
No,
they're building
this
army.
This happened last month. I'm not lying. Aren't
no.
they trying? Didn't they say Germany started it? They were like, we want an EU army.
Oh, they started it twice.
You gotta be a little bit
but...
careful with Germany starting like military stuff. You know? He's gotta like...
They tried it twice.
They don't have a
look.
Good track record on that.
Yeah. You might want to give that one a second look.
Next up, AOC, your fave.
AOC.
Rolled up to a climate change speech here in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, South by Southwest.
In a suburban.
Oh, wow. You know who I don't listen to are people who are anti-gun who are surrounded by people with guns to protect them.
Right.
Fuck them. And I don't trust people who are anti, you know, fossil fuel who show up in private jets and suburbans.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck
up,
AOC.
You're trying to change people but unwilling to change yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Be the change you want to see in the world.
Now, if she would have rolled up on a bike,
that would make sense.
You know what? You know, give it a shot. Maybe a Segway?
Segway?
Smart car?
Or like an electric car?
Yeah. Or a sex doll?
Or a sex doll
driving a smart
sex robot.
And an AI car.
They're close. The sex robotisms are close.
Like, what would be cool is if you had a sex robot that was also a car.
How do their mechanical
the Mercury
penises
Mistress
feel?
Is an old Saturday Night Live sketch. Like, no
but
shit.
They have rotating features,
Dave,
too. That
look that up. Mercury okay. Mistress Saturday Night Live. No shit.
I've got to see this. This is
it
great.
Was the... Yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
Mercury Mistress. Explain this to the audience.
So what is basically what it is, it's a Saturday Night Live sketch from way back in the day.
2007,
and,
I believe.
Yeah, and the car, basically, where the logo on the back of the trunk would be, was a pocket pussy.
it's where you put the gas
that's
in.
Great.
Right?
Well, where you would have put the gas in a very old car, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this was when SNL used to be good.
Yeah, you remember how it was funny that. at that one time?
Oh, yeah. See, look at the way he's touching the hood.
Why is he touching
there?
The car like that?
You're going to see.
To fuck it. So.
Oh, this is good.
Man, he's really going to really fuck good. That car, isn't he?
Yeah.
There it is.
Saturday Night Live, man.
Yeah, it used to be funny,
dude.
It used to be great.
This is good.
Yeah, you do that
this
these
is
days.
Really
they would
fucking
ask.
Good.
They would. They would ask.
SNL used to be great.
If the car gave, did the car give permission?
Consent. Well, with AI now, you need artificial intelligence consent.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
That was an actual argument.
Yeah.
That was an argument in the
Houston...
No,
I love just making shit up because somehow it's an argument.
No, that was real. Yeah, that was real. Yeah. Is part of the Houston outcry and craze over the sex robot brothel. They said these dolls do not give consent.
There's a really funny part of this video. There was a follow-up to it where another guy was banging the car, and the guy showed up and got all mad.
I'm going to have to watch this later.
It's super funny.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
let me ask you this.
If you had the option... And no one would ever know except for you to have that car. Yes, no.
Would I fuck the car?
Would you
does
fuck
it provide
the car?
Like fuel? Do I get to go somewhere after I fuck the car?
Yeah, does it run off like biofuel, like semen specifically?
Yeah.
Your wildest dreams here.
1,000 miles per centiliter.
That's really weird.
What?
I don't even know if a centiliter is a thing, actually.
Yeah, it's 1/100 of a liter. Yeah.
It is. That's real.
Yeah,
Jared got one thing right today on the news that was real.
I'm almost a scientist.
Yeah, because then you could go out and fuck your car and then tell your wife, hey, I had to.
You've
got to fill it up.
The average person is throwing at least 14 to 18 centiliters out.
That's probably not true. 14 to 18 thousand centiliters.
There's no way that's true.
What about... car pregnancies.
Oh no!
Yeah,
that would be nice because then you can create other cars. You could turn into a car factory.
What exactly?
That might be why they didn't allow this to go into production because you can't when you have a natural birth of a car. There's no VIN number.
Oh, that's true. Then you have to assign one.
Yeah. And it's super.
It's like
children.
It's
almost
worse.
It's carist.
The car industry. Carist, yeah. The car industry would never let this happen.
No.
Because those factories would all shut down. This is Big Auto.
They're run by AI. Anyway,
Big Auto stopping
us from fucking cars. In 1978. There was a NASA scientist that invented a method of charging batteries by harnessing the energy when you brake your car. And then he had an idea for an electric car, and he mysteriously died.
What do you mean, break your car? Like press the brakes?
Did he work on the Clinton campaign or something?
Did you see recently?
Are you talking about an alternator?
No. Did you recently see the tweet from somebody that was like, "I'm letting you know, I'm not suicidal, in good health." Like this happened. It was yesterday. Who was that?
I don't remember, but
somebody that spoke out against the Clintons. Recently.
Everybody, I am not. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not suicidal.
I would highly suggest anybody that goes to work for the Clintons put those out daily.
Can we look
like,
at
just
what
to
Dave
protect yourself?
Just
I'm not suicidal. I'm really, hey guys, I'm being very careful. I'm not going to get mugged. I'm not going to commit suicide by shooting myself in the back of the head. Yeah. I'm not going to do any of that stuff.
So the conversation is Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton murder people, right?
Correct.
Someone made a tweet. Because they spoke out against the Clintons and said, hey, I'm fine. And Dave, the tweet from somebody.
That's why you fucking Google.
Oh, boy. There's
Dave
no way
Google.
You typed in the tweet
the
from
tweet
somebody into Google.
From somebody.
Oh, boy.
Into Google.
It's fucking gold.
Oh, and with that, sorry, shit, we are out of time, actually, for Stacy and the topless
We went
sweater.
Too long. Topless
we will
Stacy.
Try to get to
We're
Stacy
not
next
to...
week.
Sorry, she's right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hi, Stacy.
Stacy, yep. You look great.
We will try again next week for the topless weather with Stacy.
No.
What?
He's making obscene gestures. It's not
at Stacey.
Not yeah, appropriate.
Just in general.
Look, you know what the HR department's like here.
She's
a
contractor. She's
Stacey.
A contractor. She's here voluntarily. Hi, Stacey.
Stacey's nodding. She's okay with it. So let's.
Yeah, all right. Good, okay. Yeah. For Matt Best, Ross Patterson, Evan Hafer, D'Anthony Holloway, Jared Taylor. It's not the real news. It's the fake news.